Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
5 Radiothon 2021, here with Beck and Jazeel. And special guest joining us right now, it is Olivia Carre. She is the General Manager at the Western Australian Music Association, otherwise known as WAM. Liv, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, how are you? We normally have you in on, what day is it?
Thursday.
Oh, we normally have you in on a Thursday. Look at that. Anyone would think this was planned, Liv. We normally talk to you about music, but this time we talk to you about hope.
Just a bit earlier than usual.
Thanks for coming in. Some quick fire questions.
Yes, I've got 45 seconds on the clock.
Okay, so we've got
4 questions, so you can try and get through them as fast as you can. Are you ready for this?
Sure.
Okay, Beck, are you ready?
Who's starting?
I think you run through them.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, let's give it a go.
This is well planned.
We communicate so well.
Okay, here we go.
Completely clueless.
45 seconds and go.
What brings more hope to people, cats or fish?
Cats.
What suburb in Perth has the most hope?
Balcatta.
Give us an acrostic poem for the word hope.
Help, opportunity, peace, and everyone.
What comes to mind when you hear the word 98.5?
So much fun.
Yay!
Well done. You didn't even need the 45 seconds.
Brilliant.
But you said cats, right?
Yes.
Of course cats over fish.
I don't know. Fish are quite nice. You look at them, it's like, oh, peaceful.
But cats.
I don't know. I would have gone fish. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not sure what kind of cat you've had. But
not a nice one.
No.
Okay. A dog?
No.
A fish.
Child.
We had fish.
Oh, they weren't very hopeful.
All over again.
No, let's just say they got a little sick. Oh. Didn't last very long.
Oh, we feel your pain.
Yeah, I wonder how long did your fish live?
Live. Oh, that's a good question. Maybe 6 months.
Wow, you outdid us by quite a lot.
Better than poor old Billy Goat, may you rest in peace.
Now, our theme is hope all day, every day. So we're asking you a few questions around hope and what 98.5 means. When you think of 98.5, what do you see 98.5 doing in the community here in Perth?
Oh, look, 98.5 has been awesome, especially around the music community for us. It's been a really hard slog in the music community, obviously with COVID, and even though here in Perth we have been very lucky, but just to have the opportunities that we see artists as career makers. They've got so much hope in their lives, and to be able to share that with a broader community and new audiences is so important. And I think having that opportunity through 98.5 and what you've done for the West Australian music community, especially here in Perth, it's been amazing.
We've loved it as well.
Yeah,
them coming
in,
great. Live acts, it's brilliant. They sound great.
And what role do you see 98.5 playing when it comes to people's faith?
Oh, look, I can tell you about my own personal journey, but, when you're feeling a bit down or you're not quite in that right zone, you sometimes switch that radio station on and you hear a positive message or a laugh or something, similar, even just your scripture verses each day, and you think, yes, that's fantastic. I've got something to look forward to. Or yes, I know I'm going through a bad time right now, but there's always a but.
Yeah. Brilliant. Let's talk hope when it comes to music. Obviously that's where you are. That's your space. That's where you live and breathe. And boy, do you, because every time we talk to you, you are always working flat out. It's incredible.
I am. It's not always the fun side of things, but I am.
What's the hope for, I guess, WA music?
Oh, look, WA music. WA has an amazing music scene, amazing pool of talent. I think being so isolated from the rest of the country, we've just had to innovate and learn ourselves and make it on our own. 2022 is going to be a very interesting year for the music industry. It's been a tough year with, being so isolated and locked in and no one can tour. But that vision for 2022, when things start to open up, that's hope.
Mm.
to better themselves. They've been songwriting, they've been recording, they've been preparing themselves, and that's what hope is all about, that long-term expectation that something great is coming along. And I can see that for 2022.
Now, when it comes to you, Liv, where do you draw hope from? What's your hope?
Oh, I have many stories I could tell you, but, you know, when I started in the music industry, I didn't really know anybody or know a lot about the music industry, but my prayer was, Lord, I want to be somewhere where I can make a difference, even if it's to one person's life. I can make a difference through music. And slowly, slowly, he's taken me on this journey of, you know, discovering new things. I mean, even being connected here with 98.5 has been a journey and a discovery. You know, he's opening up doors and showing what, you know, good music is really about, and good music about him. Is so important, and so important to have those avenues that those who are, you know, Christian-based musicians can also express themselves but also be heard.
Mm. So is that your current prayer? Because you said that has been your prayer. What are you praying for right now when it comes to the music scene? Blank canvas, anything's possible.
Sorry, we were just talking about that. And one of those things is an avenue for young Christian artists to not only write their own songs, but also to perform in public spaces around this, whether it's around the city or whether it's for their communities, whatever it is actually to have this network of almost a movement of really good Christian artists who can really express themselves through their music.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
It's fantastic. And, you know, music is such an important part to mental health. Mm. It's, I don't know if you've ever, if you want to experiment, you know, put on a really fast song when you're driving and you'll notice you'll start driving faster, and you put on a slow song and you'll start driving slower. And
I only listen to slow music now.
You need to listen to slow music, Zeal.
But it does. It can change your mood. It can change your outlook. It can change your vision. So, and that for me personally is where I feel God most in my life, is through the music. And it's where I go to, you know, gather my thoughts and sort of collect up, you know, if I'm not having a great day, is I will always go back to music to help me.
And I feel like a lot of people can relate, because we hear so many people saying, hey, look, that song came on and I just felt the lyrics hit me, and I knew that, you know, God was trying to give me a message through that. So I think a lot of people right now listening are going, yeah, I hear you. I agree.
Yeah, so we need more spaces to provide that God music as well. That Christian music for people to connect with. Liv, what do you want to say to people right now who are driving home and haven't donated yet?
Dig deep. You know, there is every blessing that comes from what you sow, and even when you sow financially into the kingdom, into your communities, I think, you know, you are totally blessed by that. And why not bless others through what you can give to 98.5? Because this is such a valuable community radio station, and there are so many people out there who haven't been reached and who one day may just switch that channel over.
So true. Olivia Carre, thank you so much for coming in yet again, and we will see you next week.
Yes, thank you so much.
You can give us a call right now.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com, and don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.